belief in imperialism than in liberalism. This was followed by Hitler's rise to power, where fascism took hold for a while. Then came the Che Guevara moment, where it seemed communism was the future. Throughout all of this, liberalism was able to regain its hold by adopting the best ideas and practices from these other ideologies. Today, in the Trump moment, liberalism is facing a new kind of ideological opponent. All other ideological opponents, imperialism, fascism, and communism, had a vision for the whole of humanity. However, today's opponent, which is encapsulated in the rise of Trump and the Brexit vote, is nihilistic. Instead of a global vision for humanity, this new ideology believes in liberalism that stops at the border. Those who voted for Trump did not reject liberalism. Instead, they merely believe it is not America's job to push for a world vision. In other words, people are giving up on a global ideology and reverting to local nationalist and religious ideologies of yore. But is this the best way to go? Thus far, despite its many shortcomings, liberalism has had a much better record compared to its ideological opponents. However, it does not provide any answer to the biggest problems facing the world today: ecological collapse and technological disruption. This means there is a need to come up with an updated ideological view for the world. Just like the Industrial Revolution gave birth to new ideologies in the 20th century, the coming infotech and biotech revolution will need a new vision. Will liberalism reinvent itself once again like it has done in the past? Will traditional nationalist and religious ideologies provide answers? Or will we need to come up with a completely new ideology that turns everything on its feet, including the core modern values of equality and liberty? Key takeaways. Three major ideologies have been used to shape people's view of the world in the last century: the fascist ideology, the communist ideology, and the liberal ideology. Many governments from all over the world adopted the liberal ideology. However, following the financial crisis of 2008, people started to become disillusioned with the liberal ideology. Liberalism claimed the position of the dominant ideology by focusing on the common person. He was given rights and told he was the most important thing in the world. However, technology is making the common person feel irrelevant. Thus far, despite its many shortcomings, liberalism has had a much better record compared to its ideological opponents. However, it does not provide any answers to the biggest problems facing the world today: ecological collapse and technological disruption. This means there is a need to come up with an updated ideological view for the world. Chapter 2. Work. It is impossible to predict what the job market will look like in 2050. Yet everyone knows that the current technological advancements will change all lines of work. However, there are two major views of what will happen to the job market. Technological advancement will either lead to massive unemployment, or it will keep creating new jobs. The fears of massive unemployment have been in existence for quite a while. Since the Industrial Revolution, for every job that was taken by a machine, at least one new job was created. However, things might be different this time around. All jobs require one of two types of abilities: physical and cognitive. Previously, machines have been taking jobs that required physical abilities. As machines took over manual jobs, new jobs emerged that required cognitive skills, something machines did not have. However, AI is slowly starting to outperform us even at cognitive skills. Once machines become better than us in both physical and cognitive abilities, how will we maintain the edge we have always had? In recent times, breakthroughs in areas like neuroscience and behavioral economics have allowed scientists to gain a better understanding of how we make decisions. Spoiler alert: we don't make decisions based on intuition or some mysterious free will. All our decisions are based on calculations being made by billions of neurons. These calculations can be replicated by